Thanks for joining us on the Spectator PM podcast. I'm Ellie Gardy, and I'm joined by Aubrey Gulick. And we have a topic for you today. We're going to be discussing cannibalism. So the publication, The New Scientist, wants us to rethink our preconceptions about cannibalism. And they say that our aversion to cannibalism is actually culturally ingrained. It's just a Western idea that's actually rooted in early modern colonialism. What do you think, Aubrey?
I mean, this is just so, it's extremely disturbing to me. The idea is essentially, so the New Scientist makes the argument that our Neanderthalic ancestors practiced cannibalism re with relative like frequency in Europe. Therefore, ergo, it's okay to do it or something. One of the most striking quotes
It's
I think.
common, so it's fine. You can eat people because other people did it.
Other people who lived literally thousands of years ago in like prehistoric times, or so the claim goes, right?
Well, it's
So,
not just prehistoric times. They're totally supportive of recent cannibalism in the past several hundred years.
that is true. But the justification is based off of, these prehistoric Neanderthals. And I mean, so the idea is like, these people were doing it, they were doing it as part of funerary rituals out of love, which I think is actually a quote from the article. And at one point, one of the scientists quoted in the article, it's like, well, we really need to be careful about how we judge. Like, we're talking about Neanderthals. And first off, I'm not going to be offended. Second off, they're practicing cannibalism. Like, this isn't about how we judge. This is like an objectively moral act. And yeah, so the argument is because our ancestors committed cannibalism. Who are we to judge the like Native American and Indian tribes who also practiced cannibalism? Like, that's just a Western colonial, concept.
Furthermore, it's actually racist to describe people as cannibals because that's just with our colonial framework. We use that to otherize people and subjugate them. So,
Well,
and
and like
the article
that's
basically says this is a racist stereotype that we created about cannibals to justify subjugation.
right. I mean, they just slap on the term racist to describe almost anything, right? Like, yeah, it's just a label that they're throwing out there. I mean, you might as well throw anything else out there. It's fascist to oppose cannibalism now. that is a joke, by the way. The whole thing is, though, is that like it seems like so obvious that we're dealing with like basic moral issues, a moral issue of life and of human dignity. And we're now getting to the point, I guess, based on this article from the New Scientist, that we're no longer talking about we're talking about people who no longer have a respect for like human dignity, right? It doesn't They're going back to basic moral questions of being like, wait, hang on a second. Why shouldn't we eat people? I'm like, well, we kind of came to a conclusion about that several thousand years ago. We decided that that's wrong and it's morally, degraded because we have reason and because we can, figure out what is morally right and wrong. And so when, colonists sail across the ocean and they discover tribes of people eating other people, they're like, yeah, these people should probably be civilized because this is barbaric activity. It's not justified by the, our ancient ancestors having done it. Our ancient ancestors were wrong if they did it, right? It's barbaric activity, and therefore, yeah, we do need to civilize those cultures. And that's not a colonial aspect. That's just like basic, like these human beings are doing an immoral act. We stop criminals when they do immoral acts.
Yeah, and the New Scientist basically is trying to make us think there's no morality in human societies, and we should just look at human societies. We shouldn't judge them by our moral framework, which just applies to our society. And so basically, they're just taking the most extreme example they can think of, the evil of killing and eating another human being. And they're saying, oh no, that's just within different cultural contexts, it can be understood. And they're just trying to destroy any idea that there is actually morality that is consistent for all humans and it comes from God. And they're just trying to say, oh no, it's just like whatever we do in our culture.
Right. Like, yeah, like you could just understand this within the cultural context. And no, you really can't, because ultimately what it comes down to is like, we have a moral law that's written on our conscience. Obviously, there's the moral law that like religious institutions like the Catholic Church or, you know, Christianity have given us. But there's also just basic morality that's just written on human hearts. And, you know, thou shalt not kill is one of them. But
doesn't
even
take much to know it's wrong to eat someone.
Right. Exactly. It seems like a fairly obvious thing. And it's kind of, I mean, it's pedantic. They're just arguing it for the sake of arguing it. But of course, this actually ends up having, you know, real and current, you know, application, because there have been allegations that cannibalism is being practiced right now in Haiti as the country absolutely falls apart. So, like, it's one thing to, you know, talk about our colonial ancestors who, or, you know, colonists who showed up to the Americas, discovered Indians, Native Americans, you know, practicing cannibalism. We're like, yeah, let's civilize these people. Let's, you know, teach them morally right. Let's reorder their passions properly. And it's a totally different thing to be talking about like, oh, you know, there are people right now today as part of a revolutionary activity who are practicing cannibalism. And like, so it's not like some pedantic argument. This actually has like real consequences in the here and now. And obviously those people are not going to listen to this podcast. They're not reading the New Scientist. They're not trying to justify it. But they are kind of fighting, you know, they're using it as a way to protest colonialism. So to some extent, like, they are feeding into this argument.
Yeah. And I'll read this article by Michael Marshall is absolutely crazy. The number of sentences that are wild, the number of quotes that are wild. It's just, reading this is just, lots of interesting things in there. And they quote this one scientist who literally says, cannibalism is not bad or unnatural. It's part of the natural world. We are an extension of that. And we've been doing it for at least 1 million years. I don't know, but I am not part of something that has been eating humans.
Yeah, when you sent me that article earlier, while we were prepping for this show, it was just, I'm like reading through it. I'm like, I really wish I hadn't eaten lunch before this. Not a great follow-up. Yeah, there's just a lot. It's like reading through this article, you're like, every other paragraph, I felt like I was like, wow, this is, was he like writing about this and thinking about it? Like, seriously? Or not?
This sentence, and then you get to the next one, and it just goes on. So our descent into immorality is continuing, and our society is, for some reason, deciding to shed any semblance of shared values, and it's just deciding, you know, whatever different people do is fine. You know, if they eat people, we accept that and support that, and that's just wonderful. It's just different culture.
Right. Well, it's an incredibly subjective thing, right? So they're essentially saying, we shouldn't be judging these cultures based on, you know, our moral framework. We should judge them based on their moral framework. But what's interesting is that they never apply that rule to like the colonists, right? They look at colonialism and they apply their own moral framework on top of what was going on in the colonial world without any, you know, without any real consideration for the context or for what's going on. And so it's interesting to me that they're like, they want us to not be judgmental of, you know, barbarian tribes eating one another, mm-hmm. but they do want us to judge, you know, colonial settlers who wanted to stop that activity based on a moral framework that those colonials, you know, colonists would have been totally unfamiliar with. So there's definitely quite a bit of hypocrisy in this argument as well, which I think is important to point out. And it's something that, you know, the left does quite frequently. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't check out this article. You'll be disturbed. Instead, check out the American Spectator. We have a new print magazine out. If you subscribe, you can read the whole magazine. And this magazine is focused on religion. So you can read about the conservatives who want to preserve morality and not turn toward insanity, like liberals saying we love cannibalism and anyone who does it is fine. So make sure to check out the American Spectator, and thanks for joining us for the Spectator PM podcast.